Elisa Kennedy reporting for BBC London 94.9. I'm at the Bourne in Southgate. We're three generations of the same family who have come out, and they've have their chairs and their flags waving 2 hours ahead of the torch fair. Very, very keen, aren't you? Joyce, tell me why you're out here today.
Well, it's once in a lifetime. We thought we'd like to see the torchbearers go through our borough, really. You know, so that's why we decided to come early, because we thought there'd be so many, lots of people who wouldn't get in.
2 hours, though, Bill. This is you're quite keen.
Well, that's because another relative who was with one up in Chester said they got there an hour before and they couldn't get into the front. So they said you better get there 2 hours at least before.
And you've staked out your territory. Yeah, you have your yes. chairs, your flags,
drinks, food.
So how is it important is it for you to see this?
It's a bit of fun, really, to be honest, but we thought we'd do something nice to remember.
This is your granddaughter?
Granddaughter.
And what's your name?
Catherine.
You're here with your straw hat and your yellow bag and your flag. You're all decked out. How important is it for you to see the torch?
I think it's important because, like, this is where we live and it's happening where we are. So if it was happening in a different city or somewhere else, I don't think it would be as important.
So it's the fact that it's here in your own community.
Yeah, where we live.
Fantastic. And your grandson, what's your name?
Lewis.
Lewis, and you're out here to watch the torch. Are you a sporting person?
Yeah.
What sport are you into?
Like rugby and football.
Rugby and football. And how excited are you to see the torch today?
I'm quite excited, because I haven't. You're not going to see it again.
Fantastic. Do you want to have a chat?
Yeah, thank you.
So also waiting here is Nika and Sabrina. You guys have got your towels out, expecting a very hot day, and you've your white cap on you. Sabrina, you're a local here, but your mum is over.
Yeah, my mum's visiting from South Africa. She came over for the Olympics, and I live just around the corner.
You come all this way for the Olympics?
Yes, absolutely.
You're a big sporting fan?
No, not really, but I enjoy big events of this nature, and I'm visiting my daughter at the same time.
And how has the reception been here? You're in an amazing time for Britain.
Wonderful. People are wonderful. They received us well, and everybody's smiling and happy.
And how important is it for you to see the torch here?
Oh, very important. Yeah, it makes us feel special, I suppose, that the torch is coming past very close to where we live. I think it involves everybody in the Olympics by doing this.
We have a nice fire engine in the background there. But that's the one thing we've noticed is the sense of community and the fact that it's here up the road from where you live.
Yeah, exactly. It's really important that it's so close to where we live. It does, it makes everybody feel very involved, I think. Well, it makes me feel involved anyway.